Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And I wanted to take the floor just to underline that we share a number of the concerns as expressed by the different speakers, including with regard to the importance of making sure that you have efficient policing. And efficient policing and respect for fundamental rights are complementary, and law enforcement authorities are indeed key actors in ensuring that law is obeyed and security is ensured. But recognizing diversity and ensuring fair law enforcement is also essential to fighting racism. And I'm going back to the very recently published action plan by the European Commission of the European Union. And there are indeed, in this report, or action plan, I should say, they're putting forward a number of measures that they want to take and policies that they want to further explore. And one of these elements is also linked to, and I'm just scrolling now to the right page. Yes, there we are. Collecting data, disseminating good practices, promoting fair policing, that's the first one. Linked to then training programs, of course. And the other element that they will work on, which was also part of the discussion this afternoon, has to do with the use of new technologies and digital technologies. And here, the European Union is also going to explore what can be done to specifically address the risk of bias and discrimination that is often built into these systems, and more specifically into systems of artificial intelligence. That's what I wanted to share at this point. Thank you.